It's time for today's daily devotional. Today we're talking about what it feels like when feels like darkness may be winning. Scripture comes from Luke 23, 44 through 46. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land, for the sun stopped shining. You know, there are moments in life where everything shifts, and not necessarily in a good way. The sky darkens, the atmosphere changes, and what once felt steady suddenly feels just uncertain. Feels like life's not making sense. Friday didn't match what the disciples expected. They had seen miracles and they had heard promises and they believed Jesus was the answer, but now he was hanging on a cross, beaten, bloodied, and silent. If you were standing there, you wouldn't have had the benefit of hindsight. You wouldn't know that Sunday was coming. All you would see is the loss. We've all had a Friday moment, believe it or not, moments where you believed it just doesn't seem to be lining up to what you were expecting because you had one way of thinking and that's not exactly how it worked out. Maybe you prayed for something, but nothing changed. Maybe you trusted, but things still fell apart. Maybe you were obeying, but it's still costing you something. You believe God would come through, but you're still waiting. And in those moments, something dangerous starts to creep in. It's called doubt. It's not loud. It's just obvious doubt with little quiet questions like, God, where are you? Or did I get this wrong? Or why would you let this happen to me? Well, Jesus felt the weight too. As a matter of fact, even Jesus felt the heaviness of what looked like separation, silence, and suffering. So if you've ever felt that way, you're not faithless, you're human. As a matter of fact, a lot of people want to mislabel their season, but don't do that because one of the biggest mistakes we can make is calling something over that God is still working on. We say, well, this is just completely falling apart, or this just isn't working out the way I wanted to, or this must not be God. But Friday teaches us something critical, that you can be in the middle of God's will and still be in the middle of a storm. The presence of pain does not mean the absence of God. And real faith, faith in the dark, real faith isn't just praising God when everything's going right. Real faith says, I don't understand this, but I still trust you. I don't see movement, but I still believe that you are working. And maybe you're in the spot where you say, this just hurts, but I know that you are not finished. Where does your life feel dark right now? Is it a relationship that's strained or a situation that won't turn around? Maybe it's a burden that you've been quietly carrying or a prayer that feels like it's just hitting the ceiling. That place for you right now is your Friday. Darkness may have covered the land, but it didn't cancel the plan. And God had not stepped away. God had not lost control. And God had not forgotten his promise. And he has not forgotten you either. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, some parts of our life feels heavy and unclear. And if we're honest, we don't always understand what you're doing. When things start to feel dark, help us not to lose our faith. Remind us that just because we can't see the outcome doesn't mean that you're not working behind the scenes. Give us strength to trust you in the middle, not just at the end. And help us hold on to hope, knowing that Sunday's still coming. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.